I want to share with you the purpose of human existence, the reason we as human beings are here on the earth. Every person, what every person was born to do, and the reason that they are here. This is from a great man of God, a patriarch of the faith who will go unnamed because he's already got his rewards in heaven. He said he suddenly felt warm air surrounding him. A warm blanket came over his whole body. And every part of his being just, it was like a storm settled. And he said, I was in a gentle torrent. He said wind, he felt like it was wind flowing around him. He said, I was in a gentle tornado. And every word, everything became just chosen and perfect. And that's the anointing, the presence and the power of Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. That's fellowship with Him. That's what every human being was born to do. I want to say it and say it and say it again and shout it from the rooftops. This is why we are here. Now, here's the big, another very important thing, vital, is that that's only reserved for people who, well, only a certain select few people who pay the price and who are chosen. Jesus said, many are called, few are chosen. And what that means is, many are called, but only a few are worthy. So I'm just presenting this, and I'm not saying that I've arrived, and really, we should say that. We should say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He's anointed me. That's what, we should confess. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, I'm saved, glory to God. And that's okay to do that, because we are His children, joint heirs with Jesus Christ, and it's glorious. But the anointing, the power of God, as I said in recent messages, the previous message, there's three phases. So there's the first phase, then the second phase is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The first phase is just meet someone who knows Jesus Christ. Amen. They've drank the water, the living water. But they can stop there if they want. The second phase is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's John 4, chapter 4. It's a wellspring of water flowing up into everlasting life. Amen. We call that the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And that's when someone moves into the second phase. And then the third phase is the rivers of water flowing out. That's John 7. And that's the anointing. That's why are more ministers and preachers and not talking about this? This is so important. If anything, I want to build hunger in anyone who will listen. And it's such a tragedy that 90-95% of the body of Christ is in dead religion, Catholic, Protestant. I'm not criticizing them. I'm just presenting the tragedy that it's tragic for them. I mean, if they are in dead religion and they think, this is just, I just go to Mass or I just go to church and I know Jesus Christ, that's it, but I'm going to focus on my, you know, other things, they're missing out. But also, think of all the people who see that and they don't want anything to do with it. That's how we all feel. No one wants, I mean, in reality, you don't want anything to do with dead religion. Some people are in it because that's the way they were raised. And so think of all the people around the world who view a walk with Jesus Christ as, oh, it's religious and it's, oh, it's this tragic. We need more people who are, you know, delivering this message. And the glorious walk with Jesus Christ. The glorious new life, so wonderful it can't be put into human words. Because He's so wonderful, He can't be put into human words. The anointing that I described at the beginning of this message, it's unspeakable. And that's all I wanted to share with you today. It's short, it's all simple. It's the Holy Spirit will teach us and lead us and guide us. Amen. Jesus said He will guide you into all truth. Glory to God. Thanks for listening. More soon.